La lai, la lai, la lai, la lai, la lai, la lai,
la lai, la lai, la lai, la lai, la lai, la lai, la lai, la lai, la lai, la lai, la lai, la lai, la lai, la lai,
Hello friends, the tens on duty today are Petach Tikva 1027, Romania, Moscow 10 number 2, Mexico, Guadalajara. And the right of speech goes to 10 number 27 from Petach Tikva, please.
We'll read an excerpt from Shamati 14. The article is, what is the loftiness of the Creator? To not be filled with knowledge, which is intellect, with which one can answer one's questions. Rather, he wants the Creator to answer his questions. It is called Romemut, because all the wisdom comes from above, and not from man, meaning that man can answer his own questions. Anything that one can answer is regarded as answering everything with external mind. This means that the will to receive understands that it is worthwhile to observe Torah and mitzvot, commandments. However, if the above reason compels one to work, it is called against the opinion of the will to receive. Again, to not be filled with knowledge, which is intellect, with which one can answer one's questions. Rather, he wants the Creator to answer his questions. It is called Romemut, loftiness, because all the wisdom comes from above and not from man, meaning that man can answer his own questions. Anything that one can answer is regarded as answering everything with the external mind. This means that the will to receive understands that it is worthwhile to observe Torah and mitzvot. However, if the above reason compels one to work, it is called against the opinion of the will to receive. Passing the mic to Moscow.
Всем доброе утро, хорошего урока. Как нам известно, вера выше знания — это духовная ступень.
As we know, faith above reason is a spiritual degree that we have to reach. And this can be done only through the light that will come as a result of the common request that will stem out of the connection between us. We are calling the entire world clear to use the preparation for the Great Congress as an opportunity to concentrate the right amount of exertion in connection between us in order to raise man and finally feel that we are a spiritual ten. A question for an active workshop. How do we build with our common effort throughout the lesson a clear to be filled by the upper one? Again, how do we build with our common effort during the lesson a clear to be filled by the upper one?
How do we build with a common effort during the lesson a vessel to be filled by the upper? We do that in a way that, first of all, we should feel responsibility for each other. To that extent, we can also ask for each other. And then the Creator may come in and help us complement our effort.
In inner effort, the inclination of the heart to be together, to be one, to be inner root about that point.
Okay,
that's our work. We came ready for this lesson with all the chisaron, all the yearning, and the common prayer, and the prayer of many is only possible with the, if we do this effort together. And love a friend is this effort, and the yearning to take care of them is what is going to bring us to this effort.
Yes, each one should perform his action, his effort, and ask for the connection of the ten, the connection of the friends, and the Creator will connect all of these efforts.
We should feel that everything we get is basically a result of connection. To start learning it and to understand that any effort we do, if it's not together, it won't lead us to anything. Only if we're pushed into the connection. So let's connect before we're being pushed, and we'll go with the Creator.
We are entering our spiritual realm throughout the day, the bubble of time, above concerns, above the daily life, above everything. And everyone right now, all over the world, are trying to annul towards this special point of connection of ours. And all of these efforts and this whole splendid kli that we have all over the world, we now have to depict it and see it, how it is truly working inside, and ask for it. And the Creator will finish the work.
We're helping each other to direct our desire to have this request. We ourselves don't build anything. All we need is the chisaron. And there's a force from above that probably builds this above reason for us, the kedusha, the sanctity, what we need.
Yes, and you also try to develop subtlety and sensitivity towards the desire of the friends and connect to that desire. And out of this effort, light should come, and it builds. It will build the kli.
Asking for strength from above to be attached to the friends all lesson long, just to care for the connection between us, to let go of everything outside of the lesson, because now is the attack. That's it, to hold on this the whole world clean, this effort, to feel that everyone is in this effort.
On the way here, I remembered that yesterday I came out of the lesson with a great motivation to take the 10 with me each and every moment throughout the day and to keep adding in that. And on the way here, I checked. What was it like yesterday? What changed? It's so clear that you need help from above in order to unite the desires, unite the prayers. So I think that anything except for asking the Creator to help will be a waste of time.
I have to integrate with the efforts of the whole 10, not to think we're doing something on our own, rather to think that because we care of the friends and we care for the friends, and as Kabbalists, right, we are incorporated tenfold our force. We become much stronger and much more spiritual when we're together.
can bring more and more details into our prayer, our intention, our efforts, that we now have to do it in the present time. It is very much felt out of our obligation and duty toward the rest of the nation and
Moscow, please.
Another question, this time for a silent workshop. We propose to each 10 to depict to itself that it is responsible for the connection of the world Kli. Again, we propose to every 10 to depict to itself that it is responsible for the connection of the world Kli.
להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך.